All right, tourney talk right now with Swampscott High School boys hockey coach Gino Fea. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Doing well. It's sort of the end of winter, which I'm sure is bittersweet to you hockey coaches because it's a grind, I know that. But, man, you guys had a pretty damn good season. Can you give me a little bit of thumbnail about how you feel about, you know, how the Big Blue went this year?
Yeah, well, I'm really happy for the guys. I mean, most of the guys here have been around 3-4 years, and in the last 2 years, we've only won a total of 3 games. So to go 12-8 this year, to win the NEC South or the Lynch Division, as they now call it, is a big accomplishment for these guys. So I'm happy and proud of them.
What would you say is a standout game for you in terms of, for your guys, in terms of that kind of an accomplishment, you know, facing a challenge and so on, and getting over a hurdle?
We've had a few, but I think one of the games that really stands out to me is the Northeast game where we had guys out sick for over a week, and a couple guys playing through pneumonia, and guys came back for that night. We were still kind of shorthanded, but we ended up pulling that game out, and it was just a real gritty game by the whole team.
You know, the only game that surprised me, Coach, and maybe it shouldn't be a surprise because the kids have played well, is the Rockport game. And for Rockport, that was a huge win for their program.
Yeah, that was one of those games, again, kind of a disappointing on our end. Not to make excuses again, but we were down a couple plays. But we couldn't put the puck in the net that night. I thought we had plenty of opportunities. We just couldn't score. They were playing for their playoff life, so you got to give them credit. They played hard. And that was one of the kind of disappointing games for the season for us.
Well, as you know, sometimes a goaltender can stand on his head and he can just stop everything, and that makes a difference. Coach, I have to say publicly how much I enjoyed Phil Stacey's article on you and the other two coaches whose sons play. And I'm sure you look at not only your son, but also your team with great pride in terms of the relationship that you have with him and the team.
Yeah, well, Phil, he's a great guy, and he did a really nice job on that. So I'd like to thank him for that. But, yeah, it was a nice article.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about your leaders to this point. We'll start with the offense. Who are your top guns?
Well, Ronan Locke, he's one of the top scorers in the area. I think he has 23 goals, I believe 18 assists. He's at 41 points right now. Then we got four other guys at the 20-point mark. My son Derek, I think, has 26. Will Roddy has 22, I believe. Cody Langevin and defenseman Quinn Hitchcock both have 20. So it's pretty spread out. This year we've had scoring from a bunch of different guys, so it's a good nucleus there.
Yeah, it looks like it. And you've got, as we've talked before, a good core of seniors, but a lot of underclassmen who are getting some great experience, and it looks like you've got a lot of kids who've got at least a couple of points.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone on the team has at least 1 point.
That's what it's looking like, yep.
You know, it's just one of those years where, everyone's been involved. Everyone's seen playing time at different portions of the season, so it's good we're getting contributions everywhere, whether, even if it's just them in practice making other guys better.
Have you been splitting the goaltending? That's what it looks like on this roster I have.
Yeah, it has been split. Early in the year, Jason Bouffard, who was the starter, the junior, he was injured, so he was out for a handful of games, and freshman Dom Papalotto stepped in, and he did a great job. Then we've been kind of splitting and going from there.
All right, so now I'm looking at I got to get this thing back here in Division III. Do I have Division III here? I just had it a second ago. Yeah, here it is. Okay, you guys, now you're playing. You have to play an away game on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're playing away. Cohasset Hull co-op team. We're playing down in Quincy tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
All right. And what's the deal? What have you guys been working on now since the last regular season game in terms of getting ready? Because you had a tough schedule.
Yeah, we've been pretty much working on everything. Actually, we finally got some consistent practice ice, which we haven't had throughout the season. So guys have been working hard. A lot of energy, upbeat, fast-paced. And, again, we just touched on all kinds of things, whether it's offense, defense, neutral zone stuff, specialties.
All right, Coach.
So we kind of hit on everything.
I guess finally I would ask, and by the way, good record, 12-8 so far this season. How would you characterize this team? Because you had a really good stretch there, and as I said, a really tough schedule, which ought to put you in good stead for this tournament. But in terms of looking back over the team, how would you rate these kids overall?
Great group of kids, both on the ice in the class, and they're it's a close group too. So. Close group, and they've been working hard, so you can't ask for much more.
All right, so it is Cohasset. You guys are at number 21. They're at number 12. It's a doable game, but how far is it down there to Quincy? What kind of travel is that? It's a 7 o'clock game on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's probably a 50-minute ride or so, but it's probably during rush hour, so it's probably going to take us a little longer. But we're used to the long road trips. Most of our games this year have been on the road.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have a good turnout for the Big Blue. And, Gino, great season. Thanks for taking the time in, and hope we can talk again after a win.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Coach. Take care. Be well.
All right.
All right. That is Gino Fair, who is the Swampscott High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.